Thank you, Virginia. Best newscast ever, as predicted. I am your prophet. I'll call it every time. It's going over the third baseline. Virginia McConkie in the house. All right, let's talk about who else is in the house right now. She, of course, is the producer here on The Shift on CKNW News Talk 980. Her name is Caroline Chan, and she's very brave because we send her out to do different things, and she never says no, even if it's buying.
That's really bad.
She can't say no. It's her job.
It doesn't sound bad.
No, I'm the producer. I get to say no.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. She doesn't have to go out if she doesn't want to.
Yeah,
no, in all
does.
Honesty, I probably shouldn't wreck this, but the great thing about Caroline is, if you say, hey, Caroline, go buy a crack pipe, she's going to go down to the Portland Hotel Society and she's going to buy a crack
pipe.
But
you are the boss, and in the end, if you say go, she has to go.
No, I'm the boss.
you don't want to start that argument. You are the boss.
Tell me to do something.
I like Yeah, you're a petulant child.
That's your
role on this show. So, Caroline, last night you went out with professional matchmaker Susan Semenu, who's just a wonderful person, and she's so good at her job, and she has so many insights into not only the dating scene, but just being social.
Exactly. So she is a professional matchmaker with Divine Interventions, and I said, hey, Susan, let's go to the streets. Let's go find love on, because you can't find love in the studio. I'm sorry.
No, that's I'm relieved. I thought you were falling for Eric, so it's good that it's not happening.
You know what? That being said, since I started this assignment,
have you learned a lot?
More of the guys in the office speak to me now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
what do you mean?
It means she's picking up dudes at work.
That's what I was trying to get at.
I think this is it. I'm looking at my watch and I'm thinking this is an HR problem, and we're 2 minutes into the segment. So last night you and Susan went out and you talked to what you were calling professionals. So maitre d's, bartenders, guys who really see people trying to interact with people that they're interested in, sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding. And they had some great insights on what works.
Mm-hmm. And so tonight, we're going to hear from the people. We're going to hear from actual people that we chased down.
No, how did you do this? Explain this process to me. Did you? Was it a literal chase down?
With one guy, it was. And I'll play you the tape. So basically, we're crossing the street.
Is this a two-parter, by the way? This is two parts?
Well, we'll keep on talking about this,
okay.
But yes.
Okay.
So.
What?
I don't know. She's the boss. I'm just letting
her
go.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
She used to work for CNN.
Oh,
that's right. So basically, Susan and I are on. We're crossing the street, crossing Burrard, and we see a guy, and he checked out a few girls, and so we're like, ooh, we got to talk to him. So here's the sound from that.
You have to make eye contact. Let's walk down the street. Let's see how many people are actually looking at other people in our city. Because I always say people have their head down. You know, they're not paying attention. You can talk to some random stranger, see if they say hi. This guy just looked at these girls. He's smiling. They're not paying attention. He needs to go in for the kill. He's laughing. He's running away. Excuse me. Should we go after him? I'm a matchmaker. She's with CKNW.
Hi.
I was just curious because you were looking at those cute little girls or cute girls. Are you single in Vancouver?
No.
You're not? I was just curious if you approach strangers because you look really friendly and open and approachable. And
I usually don't. No.
You don't?
I'm not that confident. Sorry.
You're not that. You know what? You've got to do it. But you're with someone right now, right?
She lives in Victoria, actually. We're long distance, so.
So you're still looking for a girl in Vancouver?
No.
You're not? You're like the girl in Victoria.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. I was just curious about the confident thing. Do you think it's because women have shut you down before, or do you find the women here not friendly?
No, I know. I think it's more of a personal thing.
Oh, it's just you. Okay.
Yeah.
So practice always makes perfect.
Okay.
And you never can be embarrassed about trying to approach someone. Thank you for your time.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've got a girl in Victoria, so you need one in Vancouver. No!
So
I'm sure there's someone in Victoria right now going, honey?
But the take-home point here was that you need to approach people and you need to practice.
I like it when he said, I'm not that guy. I'm not typically that confident. She's like, well, you could be. This is how.
Exactly. So practice makes perfect. And the thing is, the guys need to approach. This is what I learned from Susan.
Okay. Yeah, I fully believe in that. Look, when people talk about two things, they talk about, that guys are going through this crisis of confidence and, you know, what is it to be a man? All these things. It's exactly what it always was. And that's being and that's being a gentleman. And what being a gentleman means is you are concerned with someone else's comfort before you are concerned with your own. So when you're with someone, you make sure that they're seated first. You hold the door open for them. It's very simple stuff. You make sure that you're putting someone else's needs before your own. Be a man, for God's sake. Step up. Okay, what are we going to hear now? That's my rant.
Exactly. So we met up with a guy named Andy. So next we went
on. Can we start saying hooked up? You hooked up with a guy.
Yes. We ended up at Blackbird, and there was a guy named Andy, and we started talking. And Andy, he has some swagger. You can tell. He knows what he's doing. So what he had to say about girls in the city was kind of a little, well, interesting.
The dating scene? I think if you can find yourself a date in Vancouver, you can find yourself a date anywhere in the world.
Is it really that hard?
I just think girls here are kind of cold and closed off a little bit, whereas, you know, in other places, they're a bit nicer.
Like, what other places?
Most recently, I've been in Montreal and Toronto, and in a span of 2 weeks, I probably met a handful of girls I could see myself dating, and in about 15 years in Vancouver, you know, probably only met two or three that I would date.
Is it because you don't go out looking for them, or?
No, same effort all the way around, but I just feel, it's not, they're not as nurturing, not as open as they are in other places in Vancouver.
Oh, wait, so what would your move be, though, if you saw a girl, like, sitting by the bar right now? How would you talk to her?
I feel like in Vancouver, it'd be offsides to approach her and spark a conversation. In other cities where I've spent time, they're kind of open to that and they welcome it, as opposed to Vancouver, where it's much clickier and you have to know someone that knows someone in order to talk to someone. And that's how I feel about it.
So who are you spending Valentine's Day with?
I'll have a date. I do well for myself. I'm speaking from previous experience and my fellow peers and stuff and what I see them go through.
But I do all right.
See, this guy had confidence in everything.
He certainly did, yeah. Well, and he's got a point, and that's a very typical perception of Vancouver, is that it's a tough city to get to meet someone, and that for guys, it's tough to introduce yourself to girls.
I find the exact opposite.
Yeah, I'd never had any problem.
I'm from the prairies, and it's different here. Like, I think that I would have no problem getting women here.
You know why? That's because I'm married and you're in a relationship.
No.
And because now we're like, I was a hero. I was a machine.
Why are you taking it away from me, Mike?
There was some stupid movie called Hall Pass, I think it was, that dealt with that whole thing. Like, every guy thinks he's a playa when he's in a relationship. Then you get out of a relationship, you're like, I have no game.
No joke. All jokes aside, I'm not saying I'd be a stud, but I just feel like there isn't much chivalry here. And where I come from, there is. So when a person like me or someone comes here, it's a little bit easier because people don't expect it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I think being a gentleman and having that little bit of chivalry to you, having manners is another way to put it, will get you a lot of play because not many guys pay attention to it. And it really matters not just to girls. It matters to people in general. But if you're trying to get a girl, man, it does not hurt. All right, Caroline, what else?
So basically, in response, we tried asking girls what happens. And I would like to say, if any guy here says that it's hard to approach a girl, I don't think so, because every single girl we spoke to was pretty open about being approached. I did a little montage, so there's weird music.
Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies in the house.
I just wanted to see if you find that men approach single women in the city, if your girlfriends comment at all.
I've been approached.
Have you?
Yeah.
And are you nice to the guy when he approaches
you? Of course, I actually applaud him, and I'm like, good job.
I love this woman. That's so fantastic.
I say it's great because I hear apparently we're pretty unapproachable, so.
You know what? You give women a good name. Women have to do what you do. Even though you're taken, you say good job. I love it.
Yeah. And then they'll do it again next time to some other woman who deserves it and needs it.
mixed reviews. Like, some people say people are really friendly, and then other people are like, oh no, standoffish. And I think it actually all depends on what area of downtown you're in. Yes. So it's like the Yale Town crowd. Yeah, people don't approach you as much, or like takes a certain type of person will approach you. But if you go Gas Town or like, you know, people are more fun. And I think part of it's like the age group too. So, I understand when some people say that Vancouver is very, not unfriendly, but people don't interact as much. But then I've had good experiences too, so I don't know. Sort of on the fence on that one. I think it depends too what you put off. If you're putting off an energy of like, don't talk to me, people won't talk to you. But if you're like open and friendly.
You're a wise woman. I love it. Listen, women, see, open and friendly is very key. Start with a smile, your eyes, hello. And are you single? Do not be embarrassed about that. You've got all the right things. Laughing is very fun. Listen to you. You look so lovely and open. So you just face out into the bar and you'll attract someone fabulous. Hair down, flirting. Yeah, flipping that hair like that. Look at this smile in her eyes. She seems so much fun with her girlfriends. Every guy would love to come up to you. Do guys come up to you?
Like on a night out?
Yeah.
If they're inebriated or drunk, sure.
What about if they're not drunk?
Like casually walking around the street as if nothing. No, they may look, but not really. No.
And do you know how to flirt with boys? Like to tell a dude that you're interested? Like use? But does she? Oh, I love the girls are saying that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's obvious. I'm not gonna show them interest. I'm interested. Yeah, I'm gonna go for it. Why not?
Okay, good. And so, if your guy comes up to you and you're not interested, will you be nice to him?
Of course. There's no. You can't be rude to people. I mean, if I want to applaud that person, and like, you know, maybe I'm not. He may not be for me, but he might be for someone else. So why shoot him down? Give him that courage.
We've met nice girls tonight. Listen to this, women. You know what? If he's not for you, he's right for another girl.
Exactly.
I love it. That's good karma.
Yeah, I hope so. But you know, look at me. I'm single now. So.
Well, you know what? You might not always be.
People are friendly if you're friendly, right? So it's kind of like an effort that you put out there. So if you're a big sourpuss, then it's kind of difficult for you to, you know, make friends that way. But if you exert that type of energy, then I think people are more, you know, keen to maybe establish a relationship with you.
What's your name?
Claudia.
Claudia, you're lovely. And
Thank
you know
you.
What? It's all about what you put out there. See, it's all good energy and no one wants a, like, Debbie Downer or anything.
Right?
Good job, Claudia.
Yes.
Good karma. Claudia is coming your way.
There you go. That is Caroline hitting the streets. Boy, the ladies are receptive to this. Boys, let this give you confidence out there, regardless of what age you are right now. Give it confidence because the ladies, they won't shoot you down because if you're not right for them, you might be right for another lady down the street. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue on with Caroline and Susan and their adventures on the streets of Vancouver, trying to meet some dudes. You got On the Shift on CKNW News Talk 980. Welcome back to the Caroline Chan Dating Adventure. I'm Michael Eckford. I'm your guide on this adventure as Caroline hits the streets looking for love with professional matchmaker Susan Semenu. And that's very important because Susan has given some great insights and some great accolades to the ladies who, if you missed it last segment, said they're open to guys approaching them. And I hear that all the time in the city. The guys are like, oh, the girls are always out with their friends and it's really unapproachable and it's tough and all the whining. Man up. Tuck them up, boys. Wear your big boy pants and get out there and introduce yourself to a girl. If she's in a group, make sure you introduce yourself to all her friends as well, and then you can zero in on her.
And that's six possibilities, perhaps.
That's six possibilities.
If there's six girls.
Well, and you know what? How many times have you dated your way through a circle of friends?
What?
Never.
No, I know, me either. That would be terrible.
That would be horrible.
All right, Caroline, what are we going to hear here? What are we talking about? What's our next subject that you and Susan tackle?
We tackled money.
Oh, my.
Because it's a big thing in Vancouver where sometimes the perception is that women are gold diggers.
You know what? I don't think that's just Vancouver. I think guys, they create that perception to take the pressure off themselves. Like, oh, yeah, she was just after money and I don't have money. No, you were just a loser anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about money.
Exactly. And so we ran into Angela, who is a mother of a 23-year-old who is studying in Auckland in New Zealand. And she was saying, I'm having a really hard time. Like, mom, I'm having a hard time meeting guys because all they do is talk about money, but there's nothing there. So
they don't have money. They're just so is it a perception thing? Like, I don't get it.
I think it's a little bit of everything. Like, so guys want to puff themselves up and and so they talk about money.
Yeah, I drive a Mercedes and I'm a waiter.
I have a keychain.
What?
That was great. That was a great line.
Oh, okay, good.
That was funny.
Okay, so this is Angela you're talking to, who has a 23-year-old daughter in New Zealand?
Yes.
It's a lot of women have the reputation in Vancouver for being gold diggers, and there's a lot of flash with sometimes no substance, and we lead with that when we're a little bit insecure. So over to you.
Exactly what Sue said. What I've heard from many a friend is people in Vancouver, especially the men, all they talk about is money, but they actually have no money. It's all just talk, and girls find that really off-putting. They want to have someone that has money, so that they can keep them secure and happy and healthy.
Well, girls always look for financial stability. I mean, that's one of the things that they look for, just like guys look for looks. But you know what? They just want someone confident with some earning potential, because not everyone is a gajillionaire. Totally unrealistic. So,
absolutely. And I think perhaps Vancouver women just love to go shopping and keep up with the Joneses, and they need a man with money to do that.
Well, we're going deep here. We're getting into controversial territory here, because basically that plays into those stereotypes that we were talking about, that women do want somebody who's going to keep them financially stable.
I think that's normal.
Why can't women keep themselves financially stable?
But what is financially stable? It's not necessarily a lot of money. It's just stability.
Exactly. Not a cajillionaire.
Yeah. You just, yeah, but...
Minor millions?
Minor millionaire. Boy, you see, that's how you get guys into an awkward situation, though, is you know, I don't think anybody wants to feel that kind of pressure in their life, you know, that they have to be the sole provider. And the reality of the world that we live in now is that they don't have to be. So that doesn't mean that they don't have to pull their weight. And if they end up pulling more of that weight, that's great. But to say, you need to go and take care of me, that's not realistic in the context of the times in which we live. If you want something, get out there and earn it, girl. You know what I mean? Like, I'll provide you with certain things, and I will work as hard as I can and be as good as I can at my job. But you, if you want more than that, you have to go out and earn that yourself.
I think 50-50 is okay.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. Like, but if what I'm providing isn't giving you the material satisfaction of what you need to find your own happiness, then you are responsible for getting out there and earning enough to create that satisfaction for yourself. I'm not responsible for it. I'm responsible for taking care of you and giving as much as I can. I'm not responsible for buying you Chanel purses.
What? No Chanel?
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the perception.
No, it's true.
I cover my baby in Chanel.
I get no purse.
My girl's Berber in Chanel. Are you kidding me? She's driving Bentleys. She's wearing Manolos. She's dripping with diamonds. Which she bought herself, each and every one of them.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, Caroline. That was an excellent segment. Thank you once again to Susan as well. Tell us once again where people can contact Susan Semenu. She is just so good at this job. She's such a great resource for people.
She's with Divine Interventions. Google it. I've forgotten what the website is.
And you want to Divine? I will
divine,
Google it.
Divine Matching.
She's the boss. What's her name again?
Caroline.
Susan.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Semenu.
There you go. Go and look her up,
or you
can send us an email. Susan did a great job. Thank you very much. You've got her on the shift on CKNW News Talk 980. We just solved all the dating issues in this city and the financial issues. You're welcome.